The Big Breakfast Can of Worms.
They're ducking for cover down south, and what starts there will come up here. A coroner has handed down a report on the deaths of six kids at music festivals after they took pills, saying, hey, listen, ease off on the dogs. We're not going to criminalise this. Ease off on the dog inspections and the police inspections and have pill testing, and everyone will get whatever they get off their head, and they should be safe and not die.
I feel like this is confusing, though, because we're teaching our children not to do drugs because drugs are bad. But, hey, if you're going to do them, we're going to test them for you. So you can do them because they're safe drugs to do. Like,
mankind,
it just doesn't make sense.
You can't legislate against people taking things that get them out of their normal mindset.
Of course, Margaret. And we've got drink responsibly, gamble responsibly. There should also be that responsibly.
They're not illegal, Nick.
It's only that because the government doesn't make money off it.
So that's what I say.
There's a lot more people losing stuff from booze and gambling than anything else.
If the government made, you know, cannabis, if the government made pills, if the government made all this stuff and taxed it, we'd be a lot better society because we wouldn't have these outlaws who are making money off everyone.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, see what everyone else says. Alex from Coomera, what do you reckon?
Hey guys, I just wanted to say I completely agree with Marto's stance here. Like, we've got to be able to pill test these kids and give them a little bit of slack. Like, we've all been young and dumb at one stage in our lives.
Yep.
And if you give these kids the tools to protect themselves, rather than scare them half to death with, you know, a million dogs at the front of a show and the cops, you know, out to ruin their good time, like, at the end of the day, the kids are going to protect themselves 9 times out of 10.
Do you not think, like, Alex, that we just educate our children so they don't do drugs?
Well, there's already plenty of that through school, but the problem is you can't make people listen. Mm. Like, no matter how much you try and teach someone, hey, listen, this is going to kill you if you try it, you know, there's still people out there who are still going to try it.
Give it a go.
At the end of the day, they're risk takers. So. Well,
there's people still smoking cigarettes, mate. There's people still, you know, happy to take, oh, this pill won't have rat poison in it. I'll just pop a couple of them in.
Simon.
Bathurst. Sorry. Bathurst over the weekend, that's people fanging around in V8s on a mountain. Those people weren't, I'm sure, were fans of speeding in cars before they got into that.
So true.
Simon from Kalanga, where do you stand on this?
Yeah, definitely. If you take a drug and you die, it's your own damn fault. Yeah, these rugby league players who take drugs, they get fined. They get in trouble. If you drive under the influence and you get caught, you get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's illegal. It's your own damn stupid fault. I have two kids. If one of my kids did that, yeah, I'd be heartbroken. How stupid would that be? They know the risk. They shouldn't do it. It's illegal. End of story. Stop. Done.
Yeah, I'm with you, Simon. I feel like the accountability needs to come from home. I think better education, Alex mentioned that there is some in schools, but these are conversations we need to be having with our children. You know, there are consequences to this, and death is one of them, and we are losing way too many young adults.
Keep having those conversations.
Off the back of this, you've got to keep the communication open with your children and talk about it. Duncan.
You're in a theoretical stage at this stage. Your kids are young.
My kids are little.
If you have those conversations, and then they still go out and they'll do something
they'll
wrong.
They'll see something on the news and they go, Mum, what's drugs? I'm like, you will die. You will die.
Okay.
Don't.
You need to become a drug educator, clearly. Duncan from Russell Island, get us back on track, mate. What do you reckon?
Yeah, mate. Well, I've got a 21-year-old daughter. Margo, your kids are a bit young yet, so you won't really understand. Marto will, but kids will do dumb things. I mean, we all done dumb things.
Well, I did.
Well,
I'm with you, Duncan.
Well, so I bought her a pill test kit from Canada, and as of to date, there was 3 separate times that she has not taken pills because I loaded with crap.
Okay.
Well,
that is a big difference. Bought her the pill test kit.
That's brilliant, Dunk. How much did that cost you?
I think it cost me $64.
She should rent it out.
About 8 weeks to get here.
She should stand outside the bloody valley or wherever they go out at night time and test other people's pills for them.
Okay, Duncan, let me put this to you then. You bought your daughter a pill testing kit from Canada. What happens if it is wrong? Who is liable then?
Mm. Yeah, Duncan.
Are the results always accurate, Duncan?
Well, yeah, that's what you get.
I don't know if they're always accurate, but I know on 3 separate occasions she hasn't taken pills, and none of her or her friends have had bad experiences on the pills since I've got them the kit.
I got them the kit
because one of her friends, a young bloke, he made a mistake and he ended up in hospital for like 4 weeks or so getting his head back together.
Yeah, there's rat poison and all sorts of things. Where are they buying them, Dunk? Just give us just off people off the street. Where do they get all this stuff?
Mate, they all got their own things, like all of us buggers did when we were pot and when we were kids. So Marto, there's no difference, really.
Marto asking that question too close to New Year's Eve, in my liking.
Yes, indeed.
Could you imagine me?
Results are in. Great arguments on both sides, to be honest, but 75% of our callers saying pill testing should be at festivals. And like you said before, it was introduced at Groove in the Mood. That's when you were talking about at Canberra.
Ah, righto.
Massive success.
It was, wasn't it?
Massive success.
Our politicians don't want to know about it because they're too scared.
Very true. It's the Big Breakfast on Brisbane's Triple M.